Welcome to Opus here. My name is Greg Horn. I want to ask you, do you feel like sometimes you're taking three steps forward and two steps backwards in your daily life? I'm sure some of you are nodding your heads, yes, and maybe some of you chuckling about it. And yet, I want to remind you, the good news is you're still one step forward. If you're three steps forward, and even though you may have taken two backwards, so if you have maybe tried to start losing weight this year, maybe start off really well, and maybe got off 5, 6, 8, maybe even 10 pounds, but like me, taking a few steps backwards and put a few of those back on, want to encourage you to keep moving forward. Maybe financially you want to save more money this year, and yet so far February you've not been able to put any money away. But the good news is we're just barely into the end of the second month of this year. We've still got 10 months left, and there's still a chance for you to move forward with some of your goals, some of your dreams, some of your vision for your one and only life. And I'm going to be talking to you about the first three programs this week about one of my favorite Bible verses in the Bible. And this will surprise a lot of you, but I've talked about the verse before, but I've never really emphasized how much it means to me. And that is Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. And if any Bible verse ever model what looking forward with your one and only life means, it's Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. And in it, Paul says, I am still not all I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. What a powerful verse there. And I'm going to be sharing four takeaways from this verse. So many times we want to learn more about God. We want to grow in our knowledge of the Bible. And yet, I tell you, there's just certain verses in certain seasons of my life that just really speak to me. And over the past, I guess, 17 years now, since I have been in full-time or bivocational ministry, and I've really just tried to consume God's Word. There's been Bible verses each year that have really, really spoke to me, and kind of maybe a verse for the year, and I really do believe this is my verse for 2020. And that is at Philippians 13. I'm still not all I should be, but I'm focusing all my energies on just this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Because maybe you're like me. If you're honest, you've let the enemy take away some great opportunities you've had because you spent too much time wallowing in past mistakes, past failures. And as we talk about often here on Hope Is Here, usually when mistakes or failures happen in our lives, it's a combination of two things. One, maybe some unwise or selfish decisions that we made, or maybe a selfish or unwise decision that somebody else made. But I have to admit, after doing this ministry thing now for almost 17 years, that usually it's a combination of both. Of those. And so I want to help you move forward and be able to climb out of some past mistakes and past failures you've had. And I really believe you're going to be blessed. I hope you'll be with us all three programs. I want to remind you, if you're like, I just turned this on and I got my car and I've got to go into a meeting in just a few minutes, you can always catch copies of our programs. We have podcasts of every program that we do on the radio. You can listen to our 14-minute programs at your convenience. That's hopeishere.today. Our website is hopeishere.today. And also, I want to encourage you to maybe go to Podbean or iTunes and subscribe to our program. You can just look it up easily at iTunes or Podbean app at Hope Is Here. And you go to Hope Is Here, and that will help you be able to get those 14-minute programs sent to you Monday through Friday after we have broadcasted this program on the radio. And then you can listen to it at your convenience, whether you're working out or maybe some people like to listen to it before they go to bed at night to kind of put some hope in their heart. Or I know several people that listen while they're getting ready for work or to start their day in the morning, taking advantage of that 14-minute time period. So make sure you do subscribe to Podbean or iTunes, simply at Hope Is Here. And also put your comments on there. We really, really appreciate that. And also check us out on social media, Facebook, we're there, Hope Is Here. And then we are on Twitter at Hope Is Here Lex. That's Hope Is Here Lex. Well, let's talk about Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. I'm still not all I should be, but I'm focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Well, if you're going to move forward in 2020, as we get ready to start the month of March here, the first thing that I think that you have to do based off that first part of that verse, it says, I still am not all I should be. The first step to moving forward is accepting where I am in my life or doing something new to change my situation. The first step to moving forward in 2020 is accepting where I am in my life or doing something new to change my situation. Henry Ford, who helped start the Ford Motor Company, it's been around a long time. I'm sure people are familiar with Fords. Remember in high school that I had a Ford Granada. That was my first experience. Maybe some of you are old enough to remember the good old Ford Granada. Not a real fancy car, but a nice solid car, simple car that would get you to your destination. And I was thankful to have that to drive in high school. Yet Henry Ford had a great quote that kind of backs up and validates my first point, accepting where I am in life or doing something new to change my situation. Henry Ford said, if you do what you've always done, you always get what you've done. If you do what you've always done, you always get what you've done. And so I want to encourage you today maybe to start a new habit, saying, hey, I want to grow spiritually. I'm going to set aside some time to reading my Bible in the morning. Maybe just start with 5 minutes. We're on my way to work. I'm going to listen to the podcast of Hope Is Here. Dot today, or I'm going to, on my lunch period, I'm going to do that. Maybe you already do quiet time with reading your Bible some in the morning, but maybe at lunchtime saying, hey, I'm going to take 14 minutes and you can do that. Or you're going to try to share these podcasts with somebody else to bless them. And God just, he speaks so often. I'm just always amazed how people will contact me and share that. It's so humbling, and yet it's encouraging because it lets us know that we are doing something here at this ministry to bless others. Also love the great quote. Heard it was attributed to Albert Einstein, the great inventor, but then as I did some research, it said, no, actually he didn't say this. So I'm not sure who said this great quote, but the definition of insanity is when you do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. Ouch, that stings a little bit, doesn't it? And I can so relate to that quote, and yet if you're still not all that you should be in your life, as Philippians 3:13, Paul admitted, he said, I'm still not all I should be. And I know of nobody outside of Jesus that was more of a servant leader than Paul. But he even stated that I'm still not all I should be, that he hadn't arrived yet. And yet, I want to remind you that you've got to do something different if you want to change. And if you don't want to look back at the end of 2020 and think, I'm not any different than I should be. But also there's a flip side of this point here about accepting where I am in life or doing something new to change my situation. Sometimes life just happens. And, you know, I've got several friends that have just been through some horrific situations in life, both family situations, also with some real major health challenges. And sometimes there's not anything you can do about those things. But I want to encourage you what really spoke to me. Somebody gave me this refrigerator magnet almost 20 years ago after the flood, and I was $2 million in debt, and just life was really, really hard. And they gave me this magnet, and it said simply, bloom where you're planted. Bloom where you are planted. And I think that's a word for somebody listening today. You know, life's not really played out the way that you expected it to or wanted it to. And in all honesty, I really don't know that I know anybody that life's exactly played out the way they had hoped and dreamed it would be. Yes, there's been lots of blessings, but there's also been lots of disappointments and heartache and just some really devastating seasons of life. And I'm always reminded of the quote by Wayne Smith that says, God only had one son without sin, no son without sorrow. And so even, you know, Jesus, who didn't have any sin in his life, but he had sorrow, He saw friends that died and just was falsely accused by people. Some of his closest friends let him down. And remember, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray before he knew it was going to be time for him to be arrested and suffer a just brutal and agonizing death on the cross. Remember, he asked his three friends to pray, and he came back out after praying for a while. He was so stressed out, it says that his tears were drops of blood, and he came back out, and what did he find his friends doing? They were sleeping. They were sleeping. And so when you think, well, God can't really relate to what I'm doing, dealing with in my life with just friends that have betrayed me or backstabbed me, friends, Jesus knows. He understands, and God does, because he came to be one of us for 33 years in his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And so I want to encourage you today to bloom where you're planted. Just say, God, help me to make a difference with my one and only life. Maybe some of you are like, well, you know, I can't write a nice check to bless somebody financially. Or, you know, Greg, I can't speak. I get nervous speaking in front of people. Or I can't sing. And, you know, we put those people that have those gifts maybe up on a platform or a pedestal. And yet I'm just more convinced, friends, that some of the greatest blessings in life just come in one-on-one relationships and bringing hope to people one person at a time. And maybe today, if you ask God, just, hey, help me to make a difference with my one and only life. Help me to bloom where I'm planted, God. And just ask the Holy Spirit to show you who it is that maybe you could just send a text to, just to say, hey, I was thinking about you and I said a prayer for you. I want to let you know that I love you. How encouraging would that be? And even as men, we need to hear that sometimes. And just sending literally a 30-second text to somebody, letting them know you're thinking about them, and to say a prayer for them before you send that text. And I can tell you, as a guy that's been doing this ministry thing for almost 17 years, that it's not often that people do that with me, but, man, I'm blessed to have some people that do that. And when they do it, it is such an encouragement, and it helps me move forward with my own one and only life. And just somebody saying, hey, I'm thinking about you today. I'm praying for you. Or, hey, I like the Hope Is Here program today. Really spoke to me. Just such a blessing when we try to encourage one another. And we can help people move forward. You never know what the difference of one text, one phone call, or love when I occasionally get a handwritten note of somebody saying thank you or somebody just encouraging me. What a blessing it is when people do that. And friends, we can all do that. Don't have to have a lot of money. Don't have to have a speaking gift or a singing gift. And as far as financially, I mean, you text, I mean, that's not going to cost you anything. So I just want to encourage you to help somebody else move forward today, even though you're maybe in a situation that you don't like and you're like, there's not a lot I can do to change that situation. But you're going to say, you know what, I am going to bloom where I'm planted. I'm going to be a blessing to somebody else today. And we all need somebody else to believe in us, encourage us. Jesus modeled that with, you know, he chose 3 out of the 12 disciples, Peter, James, and John, to kind of be his inner circle. Well, we're out of time for today, but I hope you'll join us tomorrow as we're going to continue to talk about how we can look forward and move forward with our lives. Basing that off Philippians 3:13. So I hope you'll join us, and maybe invite a friend to join us tomorrow on Hope Is Here. Guys, are you looking for a new adventure? I want to invite you to attend the Extreme Character Challenge on March 12th through 15th at Red River Gorge. The Extreme Character Challenge tests a man's character, builds true friendship, and ignites your faith. Men return home as new husbands, fathers, friends, and brothers. For more information about the Extreme Character Challenge at Red River Gorge on March 12th through 15th, go online at 4MUSA.com. That's the number 4USA.com.